Nectar of Devotion, Chapter 31, Part 4, Additional Symptoms, Continued. Srila Rupa Goswami says that although he has no expert knowledge about the sounds and meanings and mellows of the symptoms of ecstatic love, he has tried to give some examples of different varieties of love of Krishna. He further states that the 33 disturbing symptoms of ecstatic love, plus 8 other symptoms, altogether equal 41 primary symptoms of ecstatic love. And these symptoms create transformations of bodily activities as well as movements of the senses. All of them can be accepted as different feelings of the heart. Sometimes some of the feelings are quite natural. Sometimes some of the feelings are just temporary appearances. Those symptoms which are very natural always remain both within and without the devotee. Just as one can detect the color of dye a cloth was soaked in by looking at the cloth, so simply by understanding the different signs of these symptomatic features, one can understand the actual position. In other words, attachment for Krishna is one, but because there exist different kinds of devotees, such attachment is manifested in many varieties. As clothing tinged red appears red, so the temporary appearance of a certain type of feeling can be detected or observed by the specific ecstatic symptom. In fact, all the different humors and mellows of the devotees produce various specific feelings within the mind. And according to these differences, the symptoms of ecstatic love appear in different forms and degrees. If one's heart is highly elevated, grave and magnanimous, or if one's heart is rough and crude, different symptoms of ecstatic love will appear, being influenced by the condition of the heart. Actually, people cannot generally understand such different qualities of mentality, but when one's heart is very soft or gentle, these symptoms become very easily visible, and one can understand them very clearly. The heart of one who is highly elevated and grave is compared to gold. If one's heart is very soft and gentle, then his or her heart is compared to a cotton swab. And when there is an ecstatic sensation within the mind, the golden heart or grave heart is not agitated, while the soft heart immediately becomes agitated. To offer another example, a grave, magnanimous heart is compared to a great city, and a soft heart to an insignificant cottage. There may be many lights or even great elephants in the big city, but no one will take particular notice of them. But when such lights or elephants are seen near a small cottage, then everyone can distinctly point them out. The hard heart is compared to a lightning bolt, to gold, and to shellac. The lightning bolt is very strong and never becomes soft. Similarly, the hearts of those who are engaged in severe austerities and penances do not become very easily softened. The golden heart becomes melted at high temperature as in ecstatic love, and the shellac heart is very easily melted in slight temperature. The soft heart is compared to honey, to butter, and to nectar, and the condition of the mind is compared to sunshine. As honey and butter become melted even in slight sunshine, soft-hearted persons become easily melted. Nectar, however, is by its nature always liquid. and the hearts of those who are in pure ecstatic love with Krishna are by nature always liquefied just like nectar. The pure devotee of Krishna is always specifically qualified with nectarian qualifications and sometimes with the qualifications of butter and honey. On the whole, the heart in any of the different conditions mentioned above can be melted under certain circumstances, just as a hard diamond is sometimes melted by a combination of certain chemicals. In the Danakeli Kaumudi it is stated, when love develops in the heart of the devotee, he or she cannot check the transformation of one's sentiments. One's heart is just like the ocean at the rising of the moon, when the ebb tide cannot be checked, for immediately there must be movement of high waves. Although in its natural state the ocean is always grave and unfathomable, when the moon rises, nothing can check the ocean's agitation. So similarly, those who are pure devotees cannot on any account check the movement of their feelings within. Thus ends Chapter 31, Part 4 of Nectar of Devotion, entitled Additional Symptoms Continued. Recorded March 30th, 2021 by Nirantara Dasa. All glories to the author, the ISKCON founder Acharya, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Om Tat Sat.